Which, by the way, I really like the opening with William Hurt, by the way, where he's like talking about like wanting to.
The exposition,
I
yeah.
love that. I love that opening of the movie. But anyway, yeah, they're like in New Jersey, I think. And yeah, and they're this couple, Monica and Henry.
Yes, Henry.
They get the David robot, the terrifying David robot. The beginning with the David robot is very scary because it doesn't, when it's not imprinted, it's like weird.
It's got this weird, like, servant-esque. It's like exactly
Yeah.
what you think like a robot would be, you know, just like very, and
Yeah.
all the honor should be given to this young actor, of course, was in Sixth Sense and has done a lot
Yes,
of work since.
Haley Joel Osment. He's really good in the movie. Very good.
He's great.
Spielberg, like, I don't know what he does, but like he just like is just able to just the best performances out of child actors, maybe more than any director ever. You know, like
Yeah.
it's hard to say, but I mean, I'm thinking of like E.T., you know, when like E.T. is dying and all the kids are like crying and stuff. To me, that's like a very like touching moment. And in here, Haley Joel Osment, very touching performance. It's really good.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know, there's just something about him. He's just really good with kids. And I think Spielberg is just a really great acting director. I think he's just really good at working with actors, not just in finding the right person for the role, which at this point for Spielberg, it's kind of like everyone wants to be in a Spielberg movie. So he definitely has his pick of who he wants, even back in like 2001, because he was Spielberg. But even so, you know, even if you have great actors, he still has the ability to get these really powerful performances out of everyone involved. And the kid does an amazing job. But when Henry brings this prototype home, he doesn't have a conversation with his wife, like pre bringing this thing home, which I feel
Well, he's
like.
just kind of like he. Well, he's just like yeah. She freaks out, which she's pretty good too. I think she's good too. Frances O'Connor.
Yeah.
She gets like really upset and freaked out because she's just like nothing can replace her,
Understandably.
you know, nothing can replace her son or whatever. And he's like, we can just take it back. It's basically, you know, a fucking action figure. You know, you can take it back to the store or whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, like just give it a shot. And I mean, it's a cute little kid, you know. So it's like she kind of like grows attached to it, you know. Like, but at the beginning. Like you said, it's kind of like a servant-esque kind of thing, but she kind of still likes having it around, right? She grows
Yeah.
attached, and so she decides like to do the imprinting
Imprinting.
protocol, which will essentially cause the child to love Monica forever.
Yeah. What's interesting about the imprinting is it's only, I mean, I guess it could be on multiple people. I'm not sure, but he only imprints on her. So, like, Henry's just like this guy.
He doesn't give a fuck about Henry. He still
Doesn't give a
calls,
shit.
it's very interesting. He calls Henry still by his first name. He doesn't call him dad.
Throughout the whole film, I don't think he ever refers to him as daddy. He just always refers to him as Henry. But then, of course, Monica becomes mommy and his everlasting love for his mom and the whole family. Well, mostly his mom.
Yeah, pretty much his mom. Yeah. He also gets the teddy. He gets the teddy bear, which is cool. He gets Teddy, his
Best
friend.
character in the movie. Teddy's the best. 10 out of 10
He's
character.
cool.
I fucking love Teddy.
Yeah, I like the companion that he gets to kind of help him and stuff. He's cool as fuck. He comes in clutch at the end.
He's always there. He's like his Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's always there for him. He
Yeah.
guides him through the world. I love Teddy. Also, you know, some of the CGI has definitely dated because it is 22 years
I
old, but
guess, yeah.
a lot of it looks really good.
I think everything looks pretty good for the most part, except for maybe a couple shots.
Oh yeah, like most of it's very good. But I think Teddy looks incredible. Like
Yeah, it looks
Teddy, the
really
design
good.
of Teddy is fucking amazing.
I
It
think
is incredible
it's because
design.
they're doing like I think it's kind of like the Jurassic Park thing, right? Where they do kind of like a mixture of CGI but also robotics, right?
Right.
That's why they've aged really well. It's not just like a CGI creature. They do like a combination of the two when needed. So
Yeah.
it has aged very, very well, just like I think Jurassic Park has aged really well in that department.
Very nice. Very cool. One thing I don't get about the future, no one has trunks to their cars. Does no one buy groceries in the future or like put things in their car? Like the way the cars are
I love
designed.
the cars. I don't give a fuck. The cars look really cool. I like how all the vehicles look.
I mean, the cars look cool. They look very cool. They just don't
I
seem
get
very
maybe the
ergonomic.
flooding like destroyed all the Costcos. There's no more Costcos anymore. They've been destroyed by the flooding. So there's no red need reason anymore. They've been flooded.
I love that explanation. But David, he's loving his mommy. He's hanging out with Henry. And the kid, the prodigal son, comes back. He's healed. He's better.
Something amazing has happened, David. Yeah, I love when she like delivers that line and Martin is behind her and she's like slumped in the wheelchair. So that's a good shot.
And this kid, honestly, most of the kids in this movie kind of dicks. They're not very nice kids. They can be kind of dickish, especially to David, which I get. He's like a robot, so they don't feel the need to be nice to him or whatever. But it is baffling. I've lost you, Andrew. I've lost you to the perils of the internet.